good Monday, not Monday, Wednesday. Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
You see, you're going to be gone for like 4 days. And you would think that this would be more like a Friday for you. You come in with this Monday business.
Oh, what's going on? See, I need a vacation. I need to clear the brain a little bit.
4 days enough?
Let's cross our fingers.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Here in studio, I have USD 383 Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, Lacey Sell, filling in for Superintendent Marvin Wade this morning. Also, School Board Member Dave Colburn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. All right. Well, we got the school board meeting tonight. Starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Robison Education Center. That's on 2031 Points Avenue in Manhattan. Of course, these meetings are always open to the public, and I believe they're also streamed online as well. I think through the Facebook page.
Correct.
That's right.
Yep. Facebook Live, USD 383.
2018, mm-hmm. Into the future.
Yes.
Into the future. Well, budget is going to be a big theme tonight, and really looks like it's getting towards those kind of final steps of getting that budget set.
Yes. So, staff have been working in some ways on this budget since last fall, but we really start digging in after the first of the year. Developing capital outlay plans and then just continuing on throughout the course of the spring and summer. And tonight we'll be giving final approval to the budget that our administrators have proposed. And then if the board approves tonight, then in 2 weeks we'll have the official budget hearing and publish the budget for the 2018-2019 school year.
And that's the big thing tonight, is to basically approve that publication of it, because that's part of state statute, to get the budget out there for publication and have that hearing day for people to come in and voice whatever concerns they have. How's the budget looking for this school year as far as numbers?
Well, we're pleased with the Supreme Court's ruling that said that the legislature has not been sufficiently funding schools. And on the one hand, the large amount of money that they're giving us, over $2 million, looks like a lot of money. But by the time some of that money is in targeted funds, the board and the administration can't just take it and use it however they want to. Special ed and at risk and things of that nature. On a budget our size, you do 2% inflation, and that's a lot of money. And so a big chunk of that new money is going to get eaten up by inflation this year, but we're pleased that we were able to do something nice for our teachers in terms of, and our staff in terms of, a raise and covering health insurance and things like that. So that extra money didn't go very far in terms of doing anything extra. It's really covering things that we just needed covered. Maybe in the next few years, we'll start seeing a little extra money that we can actually start doing something above and beyond what we have been doing. I made a list. We always meet with our principals across two different board meetings throughout the winter, and call them site council meetings. And I made a list of the things that the principals said they needed to be able to do their jobs better, and instructional coaches and a number of things. And there's virtually nothing on that list that we're going to be able to do this year. Fortunately, we are getting a grant, a really big grant, and Lacey can talk about it better than I can, where we will all be hiring some instructional coaches. And that'll allow us to work with kids that, particularly those kids that need extra help. But that's a grant, federal money. It's not money from the state. So the extra money we're getting from the state is welcome and needed, but it's not, compared to the losses we took over the past 10, 12 years, I guess I should say 10 years, it's just starting to barely fill in the hole. So,
are we seeing like a possible increase in this year's budget, or I don't know where we're at as far as where the mill impact might be?
Well, that's what will be decided tonight at the last board meeting. The consensus amongst the board members was that they wanted to have a flat mill levy. Valuations have increased, so that even for the flat mill levy, everybody would see a little bit of a tax increase. I want to say about 1.4%. But we may well not see that a flat mill levy recommendation from the administration. They may actually recommend that we go down a little bit. So that's what will be decided tonight. Where are we at on mill levy? And if that agreement comes forward, then again we'll do the budget publishing and the public hearing at the next meeting, the 15th, right?
Yes.
Sounds right. Yeah. Yeah.
2 weeks from tonight, 15th.
Brady Bowman here with USD 383, Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, Lacey Sell, and School Board Member Dave Colburn, who you just heard. And Lacey, let's go to you. And then something that Dave mentioned, that federal grant, that pretty big size.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're super excited about this. It's a K-Link grant, which is focusing on literacy across the state. The federal government issued $27 million to Kansas, and there were eight districts that were awarded the grants. We, in particular, at 383, were awarded $3.2 million for the next three school years. The largest emphasis on that is to create, develop, improve our kiddos to be successful readers and writers. And Mr. Colburn had mentioned the instructional coaches. With that, we're going to be adding two instructional coaches at the K-6 level, and then we will have a coach for our 7-12 buildings, and then we'll have a family engagement coordinator. And it's just going to be an emphasis on reading and writing. We do have a new K-12 ELA curriculum, English Language Arts, that we're going to be rolling out this year, and so lots to do in regards to not only teacher learning and improvement, but student also. So with that 3.2, we divvy that up amongst personnel and supplies and resources, professional learning, travel, those types of things. And as we know with grants, you start out already looking at the end of a grant and how you're going to try to maintain sustainment of that. And that's a big focus and a big part of the grant as well. So we're just tickled to death for what we're going to be able to do. Those coaches will take a time and turns being throughout different classes in our elementary, middle, and high school. They will work with teachers in regards to implementation of that new curriculum as far as things that we have identified as goals in our K-Link grant. We're tickled to death for the opportunity. We submitted a 254-page grant.
That's a lot of pages.
We met the requirements, obviously, of what they needed per our data and so forth, but we were able to provide a lot of hopes, wishes, goals, dreams, and desires that we had on top of that. And being awarded as one of the eight, you know, with the spread of $27 million, we're tickled for what we're going to be able to do in helping our teachers with the improvement of reading and writing, but most importantly, our students. So excited.
We're talking USD 383. You just heard from Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, Lacey Sell. We also have School Board Member Dave Colburn in. And Dave, I know you got a short morning, so I want to go ahead and be sure to give you plenty of time. And, you know, school's about to start August 15th. We're about going here. I guess talk about your excitement about this. We're back again. It just feels like it was just a snap of the fingers ago. We were talking about how we're ready for summer, school's over, but here we are again.
It's amazing to me, and I've done this now 15, 16 years, and every year at the start of school, I think, oh, man, another school year just is going to go on forever, and then blink, it's over, and we're doing graduation, and blink, summer's over, and we're meeting our new teachers Friday, and school starts the 15th. The next time we're on the radio here, we're going to be saying watch out for those school crossings and stop for those buses that have their stop signs out, and we got kiddos walking and biking to school. So, you know, it's going to, in a couple weeks, time to be watching out for all those kiddos. And, you know, our school offices are already open. I know teachers are already in their classrooms. You know, there's that myth that teachers want to teach because of June, July, and August. Well, scratch off August. They're largely, a lot of them are already going at it, and Our administrators go year-round, and many of our, you know, our maintenance people go super hard over the summer to try to get caught up, and our IT people go super hard over the summer to try to get all the new computers and iPads and wiring and all that stuff in.
And all that tech that just changes so often all the time anyway, yeah, that they got to be on top of.
Here we go again, but it's exciting. And, I spoke earlier about the budget. I'd much rather go through a budget cycle like this than the ones where we were cutting and slashing, and those are painful and divisive, and these are far more productive conversations when you have a little bit of extra money and you're talking about what you can do instead of what you can't do. So I'm excited for the school year. It's not often that we get to start on a little bit more of a positive budget note. We're really hitting the ground running with our administrative team. You know, a couple of years ago, everybody was brand new, although, you know, Lacey was a former superintendent. Eric Reed was a former superintendent. And obviously, Dr. Wade's had a lot of experience. So on the one hand, it was a very new team. But on the other hand, they were very experienced, having been superintendents at other districts. And that experience is really starting to show. And things like this K-Link grant and our new English language adoptions and just our MTSS, multi-tiered systems of support.
Good job.
that was implemented. We started that 2 years ago, Lacey?
Yes, this will be year three. Yes.
It's really exciting to see all the great things that are happening educationally. But, of course, the other thing we're starting to work on is another bond issue. And that sucks up a lot of time and air and energy, but it's something we really need to do for the future of our school district and for the future of this community.
And, you know, with that, if you want to just update folks just on just the generalness of the bond issue and just maybe just update us kind of where we're at in that process right now.
The community group that will be supporting the bond campaign is getting ready to have their first meeting next week. And after that, people will start seeing more information out there in the public. As a school board member, at least when I'm wearing my school board hat, I can't say vote yes. I have to just provide the facts, just facts, ma'am. So it is almost $130 million, just shy of $130 million. The big pieces are to do some significant improvements for our early learners, our pre-K kiddos. We haven't done anything really to work on their facilities, and we're re-imaging how we're going to deliver those services by creating two pre-K centers. We are just bursting at the seams at the elementary level in terms of classrooms. During the last bond issue, we said we wouldn't have kiddos in mobile units. Well, we have kiddos in mobile units again. And so it's time to get our kiddos out of the mobile units. So the plan is sort of two-pronged. One is to build an elementary school on land that we own over in Pottawatomie County in the Blue River Township, and a large elementary that would be 400-plus kiddos. And we have about that many kids in that neighborhood,
that's
area
great.
Already,
yes.
Then we wouldn't have to be bussing in to Manhattan. And then both a space issue, but more importantly, an educational issue with the addition of the new gyms that the city is building on, at our two middle schools. We will now be able to move sixth graders to the middle schools should the bond issue pass. And we would add another wing onto those middle schools for the sixth graders, and we would have gym space to accommodate them. And that'll help with space at the elementary, but it's really, I believe, and everybody in the system believes, is the right thing to do for our sixth graders. I'm not one to say just because everybody else does it, we should do it, but the predominant model in Kansas is 6-8 middle schools. Sixth graders deserve some of those exploration opportunities that come with elective classes and things of that nature, and so I think this is the very best thing we can do for our sixth graders, and it'll help us with space at the elementary level. And then we'd love to get the ninth graders out of the East Campus and into the main campus, and we can talk more about that.
And is this something that the district is hoping to have on the November ballot? Is that right?
It will be on the November ballot.
So the state go ahead and approve it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. So maybe that hasn't been. Yes, we were approved by the Kansas Department of Education. We were worried there's a thing called a bond cap out there. We were worried we might get squeezed out by that. But there's room for our bond issue under the bond cap. And the Kansas Department of Education gave the scope of our bond two big thumbs up. So,
and that was just recent they approved it.
Correct.
Right?
Eric, I can't tell you the date, but Eric Reed went over and presented to the folks at the Kansas Department of Education.
Yeah, I think it was July 2nd that it was due, and they got multiple copies. He did a great job making sure that our information was there and we were approved then.
All right, let's go ahead. And Dave, I think you need to go, right?
Okay, for a few minutes. Do you need to take a break, or do we?
We're due for a break. Okay. But if you needed to go, I'm just saying you're clear.
I'll stick around a little while.
All right. Talk to you into it. We're in Focus coming up. We'll talk more with USD 383 Executive Director Teaching and Learning Lacey Sell and School Board Member Dave Colburn. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today.